every day as we go through this history of our people, Israel. See, the Lord wants to instruct us. David just said, my son, I'm going to die. And then he can trust that there's a hazak hamas. Be strong and courageous. That's an official entrusting of an office to someone. God told all the people that as they were entering hazak hamas. Be strong. Be faithful. So he's telling his son. Now we know what happens. And yet, God, who is so merciful, does not give up. This is told, as Paul says, for our encouragement. You know, this is, so we've made a mess. Fine, go on back. God, fix it. He doesn't play games, and he doesn't say, oh, well, you know, he didn't really mean it. Because what if you really did mean it? Then you're not forgiven if poor God is confused about it. But I want to take a look today at this gospel, you see. There's something like this in every gospel about Jesus sending people out to tell other people. And so these are the 12, that group he gathered around them. The restoration of the 12 tribes and the new 12 patriarchs. You say, well, they're not a very impressive lot. Well, neither are we. And yet, God can do what he wants if we let him. So, you heard their instructions. And they're not to wear sandals, but they can have a second tunic and so forth. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Now the seriousness of the good news. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave it. Shake the very dust off your feet. We want nothing to do with you because you have rejected the word of God. Why does he want them to do that? Scare them. You know, I'm not selling Ford cars. You know, I'm talking about eternal life. And you don't want to be bothered, but I promise you one day, my friend, you'll be more than bothered. And so this is a very symbolic gesture. Semites are good at that kind of thing. Get out, just shake the very dust. I don't want even your dust to cling to my feet because you're in bad shape. I don't want you near me. And go on. You see? In testimony against them, we gave you your chance. I don't know if we get the message. How, you know, we're talking about eternal life. Eternal life. And then it describes what they did. They went off and preached repentance. Metania. Shuv. You've got to come back to God. And this is, you know, God the Father, come back to me. I want to give you life. And so they preached repentance. You'd think, well, that's a kind of a depressing message. It's like throwing a rope down a well to a guy who's down there and saying, grab it. That's very depressing. this is the way out. Turn back to God. Trust Him. He loves you. He has a plan for your life, for your family, for your town. Preach it. And you can rely on the Holy Spirit to have these words impress. You know, we have this line, St. Thomas's, St. Thomas is commenting on Ephesians, you know, and take up the sword of the Spirit. What's the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God, right? Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so he starts talking. He says, now, up to this point, we've been talking about defensive weapons, helmet, shield, all that. Now we're going to talk about offensive weapons. And you got one. You have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that means the Word of God energized, suffused by the Spirit Himself. As Hebrews tells us. Huh? And this has power. Then he goes on to say something very interesting. He says, this happens frequenter in sermonibus. This happens frequently in sermons. When the Holy Spirit energizes His Word in a way that dispels the tangled mass of sins and demons. And that's because God's Word has that power. And so that's what it means to preach repentance. And it says, and they drove out many demons. That's a ministry of mercy. You know, there are people, don't even think there are any. Oh my gosh. I mean, such ignorance. I mean, the early Greeks knew there was something flying around. I mean, the pagans. Plutarch has a whole treatise on the daemon of Socrates, meaning his flair, his what, you know. But be alert. Drive out demons. They hate God. And all they want to get you to do is to destroy yourself because you're the image of God. And they're teaching kids how to play around with demons. Drive out demons. And then it says, and they anointed many with oil who were sick and cured them. The good news is good. The good news is good. It frees us from demons, from sickness. It brings us to a knowledge, our own knowledge of God the Father, so that we know Him and we love Him and we trust Him and we give our lives to Him. And we want Him to fill us with such zeal that we can tell everybody about. So that's the apostolic call.